To connect your call, press 4.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, sir. Very good afternoon. This is John Williams, and I'm calling you from NCA, National Crime Authority. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Sounds lovely. I do believe you were speaking to one of my colleagues, am I right?
Yeah, yeah.
And did he explain you the reason of this call?
Yeah, he was showing me the ID of the person or something who's actually hacking.
Yeah, correct. And I believe he shown you all the problem, right?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know that.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to just let me check the security first. All right. Now, let me tell you one thing again, okay? The internet line which you are using, okay, it is no more secure. It has got compromised with some of the online hacker. And just because they got the access of your internet, what they are trying to do, through the internet, they are trying to sneak inside your devices, like your mobile phone, iPad, computer, iPad, whatever you have, okay, they are trying to get inside it. And whatever the online activities you are doing over the internet, like email, Facebook, shopping, banking, they are trying to hack all your personal information and your personal data, alright?
Yeah.
And if they will misuse any of your details for any illegal activity, then you might face some legal problem in future because this internet line is registered under your name, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is why we need to provide you a complete firewall security so that the hacker will be blocked from there and your internet and your device will be safe and secure, alright?
Yep.
Okay. So first of all, do one thing. In your mobile phone, open AnyDex, please. AnyDex application.
What do you want
to do? Look at your mobile. You have the AnyDex application in that. AnyDex.
Index.
Yeah, look at it properly. It is look like a red and white color icon. AnyDex. Got it?
Yeah.
You need to open that application.
Hold on.
Don't touch anything. Hold on.
No.
Now click on start now.
Yeah.
Okay, let me check. Now have a look. Can you see at the top connection established NCA secure server?
NCA security service.
Yeah, you are connected with our secure server now. And just after NCA secure server, can you see number 95748? Correct?
Yeah.
And just below that number, can you can you see three dots over there below the number?
Yes.
Click on that three dots.
Yeah.
Click on permission.
Permission, yes.
Okay. Click on unattended access. Click on full access.
Full access.
Click on unattended access first. Then click on full access. Full access, the third option.
Oh, yeah, I see it, yeah. So that's just. Anymore.
Yeah, just hold
full
on.
Full access again?
Yeah, hold on. Just wait, okay?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Click on close.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, now press the home button.
Yep.
Okay, now I'm going to show you the picture of the hacker which we have found inside your internet line who are trying to misuse your details, okay?
Okay.
Go to the Google, please. You need to recognize him whether you know him or not. Go to the Google,
yes.
Open your Google.
Yes, listen.
And type in there, Dick Typer, G for golf.
Sorry, say again.
G for golf.
G.
E for echo.
E.
E for echo again.
Yeah.
T for Tango.
What was that one?
T. T like a Tango.
B.
No,
B.
T. T like a Tango.
B.
T.
Yeah,
no, no,
yeah.
No, 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 no. No, no, no. You are making a mistake. It should be T. T for Tiger. T for Tango.
T. Okay, sorry. T and B sound the same. Yeah.
Okay. I made a mistake, okay? Erase the T from there. Erase it.
Erase it?
Yeah, erase the T from there, okay?
Yeah.
K for kilo. After E, K for kilo.
C, yeah.
No, no, you are making a mistake, sir.
I'm sorry, I can't.
K for kilo. K,
yeah,
like
yeah,
K.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you see Geek Typer in the recommendation, the first option, Geek Typer? Click on that.
Yeah.
Now give a click
green.
On Geek Typer in blue color.
Yeah. Got
click
warning
on,
on it.
Yeah, give a click on I will use this responsibility.
Yeah.
Now after clicking on that, can you see on the right hand side white color folders?
Yeah.
Give a click on the last folder which is called script.
On the bottom?
Yes.
Yeah.
Script. Give a click on a script. It will
yeah.
give you so many folders, right?
Yeah.
Now you have to give a click on the second line, third folder, which is called Query DB. Query DB, the third one, second line, third folder.
Third one, yeah.
Now can you see a picture of a man, Nikolai Ondryshko?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know this man personally or
physically? No.
You never seen this man before?
No.
Might be you have noticed sometimes he is roaming outside your house just to connect your Wi-Fi on his mobile phone?
No, I haven't seen him at all.
You never seen this man before?
No.
Okay, let me tell you, this man actually is the hacker who are trying to hack your entire system, okay?
Yeah.
He got the access of your internet line and through the internet he is trying to get inside your mobile phone. And whatever the online activities you are doing over the internet, like your email, shopping, Facebook, banking, he is trying to hack all your personal information and your personal data, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if he will misuse any of your details for any illegal activities, then according to our government law, you might face some legal problem in future because this man are using your identity for their crime, okay? Understood? Yes. And do you have any idea, like, most of the time, mainly, what he is trying to do with your details?
I have no idea.
He is using your online banking for money laundering. Are you aware of that?
No.
Do you have any idea what is money laundering is?
It's fine to me.
Sir, actually, according to our government law, money laundering is illegal. It is a crime in our country, okay? What this man is trying to do, actually, you do online banking over the internet in your mobile, so he got the access of your mobile banking app. And these hackers are very smart. They are not trying to take out your hard-earned money, because if they will try to take out your hard-earned money, then you will get to know your money is missing and something is wrong with your account. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So what exactly this man are trying to do, okay? He is putting some black money into your account. Black money means like a drugs money and prostitution's money, all right? And by the help of your account, he is converting all that black money into white money. Then after that, he is transferring that money into his account. This is called money laundering. He is not paying taxes to our government, okay? And you know, like he is using most of the time your online banking for money laundering, all right?
Mm.
So we need to go ahead and remove this hacker from your banking by providing you a security. But before that, I would like to ask you, I believe you have not seen any unknown transaction in your banking statement, right?
Yes, sir.
So think logically, if he is doing a transaction for money laundering with your account, then why it is not showing in your banking statement? Why?
Don't know. Not showing nothing in my account.
Okay. And also, you don't know how this man got the access of, how this man got all your banking information, correct?
No, no.
Okay.
No, not at all. I've been keeping it from private.
Okay, let me tell you. You remember, because of the COVID-19 and lockdown, most of the bank employees was working from home that time, you remember?
Mm.
Still, some of the bank employees are working from home. So what happened with you, actually one of your bank employees sold your banking information to the hacker, and this is how the hacker got all your banking details. And whatever the transactions the hackers are doing with your account for money laundering, your bank employee is not updating those transactions in your banking statement. That's the reason you won't be able to see any unknown transaction over there, okay? And in order to help the hacker, your bank employee is getting a huge amount of money from the hackers, all right?
Yeah.
Now, you are thinking that how we got to know that the bank employees are involved in this, because you are not the only one who is the victim of this problem. In your locality, more than 2,000 customers, and in our country, total more than 400,000 customers are become a victim of same problem, okay? And we are calling each and everyone and providing them a security. And from last couple of months, by the help of our team, National Crime Authority, we are the cyber cops. By the help of our team, we already caught near about 180 hackers. And out of 180, 30 was bank employee. Some employee work for Commonwealth, some work for Westpac, some work for NAB, some work for Bendigo. So many bank employees are doing this because they want to earn extra money, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Right now, all of them are behind the bars, and after providing you a complete firewall security, I'm going to catch this hacker as well, okay? But in order to catch this hacker, I need your help, because you are the victim of the hacker, so without your help and support, I won't be able to find them where exactly they are located, okay? So
yeah.
First of all, we will secure your email. Just go ahead and open your email.
So just go across this page, you know.
Yeah. Press the home button and open your email.
Yeah. Email's open.
Now grab a fresh piece of paper and a pen. I'm giving you some security number of your email.
Hang on. Okay.
Now we are updating the firewall into your email, okay? Now write down your email security number, 7410.
7410.
No, 7410.
Oh, sorry, 7410.
Yeah, write it down, email security number. This is your email security number, okay?
Okay.
Now the firewall is activating. Unlock your mobile, please. Unlock your mobile. Touch your screen.
Unlock it. Yeah.
Now let me tell you, the firewall is started updating into your email. Once it will be updating to inside your email, all the hackers who got the access of your email, they will be blocked from there, and your email will be safe and secure. Only you can access your email. Okay.
All right. So I just need to put this security number down, then I can open my email.
Yes, yes. Once the security will get started, okay?
Yeah.
Now
we
are going to secure your banking as well, login into your banking.
Yeah.
Okay, before you log in into your banking, go to the settings first. Because every time you're
getting
logged.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go to settings.
Yep, settings are up.
Okay, now give a click on display.
click on what?
Display.
Yep, display, yep.
Scroll up. Yeah, give a click on screen time out.
Time out.
Screen time out.
Screen time out. Screen time out, yep. Yep.
Now select 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Yep.
Now go to the home screen, press the home button.
Yep.
Now log in into your banking, please.
Yep. Logged in.
Okay. Which one is your main account, sir?
The main account is the personal account.
Personal account, okay. Mm. Now, just because the hackers are using your account for money laundering, so that means there is a possibility...
But you can't get money out in the other one because that's a credit
Which one?
Better Laws and Gardens. But that's just like a savings account.
Okay. All right, no issue, okay? What I'm telling you, the hacker are using your account for money laundering, so that means there is a possibility they are established into your account. That means they are added into your payee list. Do you know how to check your payee list?
No, I do that.
Okay, have a look on the left-hand top. There is a three underlines over there, right? Extremely top left-hand.
Yeah.
Give a click on, let me check. Give a click on transfer and pay.
Transfer and pay? Yeah.
Once you click on it, okay, you need to select your main account.
Yeah.
Now, can you see any option pay anyone?
There's no there's pay anyone, bill, pay.
Give a click on pay anyone. It will show you your payee list. Give a click on pay anyone. Now you can see all the accounts.
Yes.
Now do you know any, do you know all these accounts? It is
yeah, one's my dad's.
Uh-huh.
My, ex-wife for child support, rental,
uh-huh.
And power of a rental.
So no unknown account in there, right?
No one I don't know.
Okay. Alright, give a click on the left hand top, there is a back arrow, click on that.
Yeah.
Give a click on the cross, left hand top.
Yeah. Done it.
Now, you have Better Lawn Garden tax account, right?
Yeah.
So, who's that account is? This tax account, who's that is?
Oh, no, it's just a name I put on it because I had a lawnmower business. So, then I did that for my savings area, so I don't touch it.
So did you made any payment earlier from that account, garden tax account, to anyone?
I transferred money in it, and I transferred money out of it last week.
Okay, how much?
Last week on the.
Yeah, how much amount?
Our first one on the 3rd of March was 4.9 transferred back into my.
4,000. So
4,900.
4,900. You have transferred it from your tax account
into my personal account
to your personal account, right?
Yes, to pay for my vehicle to get fixed. And then on the 7th, I put $1,000 in. I'm trying to save some money up.
Okay, I got you. All right, I got you. Okay. You just let me check. Give a click on pay.
Yeah. Anyone?
Yeah.
It's just got the same details.
Same details, alright.
Yeah, the caravan, the child support, rent, and site.
Okay, have a look on the left hand top, there is a back arrow. Click on that.
Yeah.
Then click on cross.
Yeah.
Now give a click on the back arrow once again, left hand top.
Yeah.
Okay. Now give a click on left hand top, there is a three lines. Click on that.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Click on settings. Scroll up. Click on settings.
Yeah. Notifications.
Click on payments.
Yep.
Payment limit.
Yep. Payment limit is 20,000 per day.
Sorry?
I just need 20 grand another limit for the day. I thought, oh, I had enough money sitting there.
give a click on the cross, left hand top.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, just wait. All right, so are you there? Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, give a click on the left hand top. There is a back arrow. Click on that.
Yep.
Now give a click on the back arrow once again.
Yep.
Okay, now let me tell you, the hacker are using your personal account and your tax account for money laundering. So your tax account right now, it is not safe and secure. And why you are not able to see the hacker's account into your payee list? Because they are using a very highly advanced technology to hide themselves in your account so that you won't be able to get to know about this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So in order to block the hacker and in order to protect your tax account, what we need to do first, you need to transfer your tax account money into your personal account. Once we will secure your tax account.
I'll do it right now then.
Yeah, just do that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Click on pay. Now transfer, click on transfer. Then select your personal account. You don't have to put the whole amount, just only 18,000, okay? Because if you will transfer whole amount, the hacker will get suspicious. Now give a click on the cross, left hand top.
Yep.
Now give a click on the back arrow, left hand top.
Yep.
Now you can see your tax account money is moved to your personal account, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now we are going to start the procedure, how we will catch the hacker physically and how we are going to put them behind the bar. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you the procedure. Could you please let me know how far your bank is from you?
Maybe about 10-minute drive, 15-minute drive.
And how often you go to your branch?
Not often. Often there's no
banking. Like once in a week, twice in a week?
I don't often go to the bank as much, unless I need something done.
You never go to your branch regularly?
Last time I went to the branch was about 8 months ago.
Alright, okay. So you are not regular with your bank, right, sir?
No, I'm not regularly going in the bank, but I'm always on internet, because that's where most of the time, that's all you do.
I understand. This is why the bank employee are taking advantage of that and using your information for money laundering. Don't worry, once from today onwards, they won't be able to use your account for money laundering anymore, because our firewall will not allow them to misuse your account anymore, okay?
Okay.
But as I told you, you are the victim of the hacker, so only you can help us to find this hacker and the bank employee who is working for the hacker. Why I need your help? Because these hackers are using a very highly advanced technology. So this is why we cannot track them, we cannot trace them where exactly they are located. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, I can look around the cabin and bottom and see if I can find him.
I will tell you the procedure, how we catch, or we already catch so many hackers, okay, and how by the help of the same procedure I'm going to catch this hacker as well. All right? First of all, let me ask you, did you heard anything about us, NCA, National Crime Authority?
No.
We are the cyber cops, and we work for the government, okay? We work under our government. Nowadays, we are taking care of cyber crimes in our country, okay? And, you know, like in all this investigation, we have a tie-up with all the bank head office. Because as I told you, so many bank employees are doing this for just for the money. So we have a tie-up with all the bank's head office in our country, like Commonwealth, Bendigo, Westpac, NAB, St. George. We have a tie-up with all of them, okay? Because they also want to find their employee who is doing this for the money, okay? All right?
Yeah. Shocking.
Yes, and you know, we cannot publicly like tell anyone in the news channel or in media or a newspaper that the bank employees are doing this, because if we will say, then what will happen? The bank customer will lose their trust on the bank, and the bank will start losing their customer. And their reputation will goes down, and our their share marketing price also will goes down, and it will hamper our country GDP economy. All right, it will hamper our country economy. So this is why we are the secret investigation officer, and we are taking care of this cyber crime. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you the procedure how we are going to catch this hacker physically. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, just wait, let me check the security first. All right, you there?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to tell you the procedure, how you can help us to find the hacker. So first of all, in order to catch the hacker, what we are going to do, I'm going to give you all his details. Like, I will give you his bank name, his name, account number, BSB number, everything. I will give it to you. You have to make a note of it. Okay?
Yeah.
After making a note of it, what we will do, I do believe you do banking with NAB, correct?
Yeah.
So what we are going to do, NAB head office is going to transfer some amount of money into your account, like 10,000, 15,000 or 20,000. They are going to transfer into your bank account. What you have to do with that money, physically you have to go to your branch and you need to transfer that money into the hacker's bank account. Once you will transfer that money into the hacker's bank account, then the hacker will think that one of their partner or one of the bank employee who is working for them, he or she has transferred the money into their account. What they will do, they will get excited, they will get active. They will try to come outside, they will try to go to the ATM or a branch to withdraw that money. And at that point of time, our cyber cops will be there. We will catch them red-handed. Okay? This is the trick, sir. By the help of this trick, we already caught so many hackers, and by following the same procedure, I'm going to catch this hacker as well. It is like a catching a fish from a pond, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just hold on. Hold on, please. All right, so you there?
Yeah.
I have just checked the security. Now let me tell you, we are updating three level of the security. The first level of the security is going to protect your internet line. And the second level of the security is going to protect your devices like your computer, mobile phone, iPad, whatever you have. And the third level of the security is going to protect your modem, your NBN, okay?
Yeah.
All right, okay. So you understood what I said to you in order to catch the hacker, what you need to do for us?
Yeah, I understand.
So, once I will give you the details, okay, of the hacker's bank account, are you ready to go to the branch physically?
Right now?
Yes, sir, because, you know, these hackers are very smart. Each and every day they change their location and they change the account details as well so that no one can track them, no one can locate them. All right?
Seems a bit weird to me.
So this is actually, you know, this is a trick how we can find the hacker physically. We have to play this trick in order to find them. And this trick already worked. Keep in your mind, sir, I do believe you are a responsible citizen of our country and definitely you will help us. You are not helping yourself only, you are helping our nation to catch the criminals. I will let you know what you have to do because I'm going to stay on the line every time in your mobile, okay? Don't worry. Grab a piece of paper and a pen with you, okay? I will let you know what you have to do. First of all, go to the home screen of your mobile, please. Okay. You told me your bank is only just 10 minutes by drive, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't want to go physically to your branch, okay, you can do it online as well.
Okay.
So you want to go to the branch physically or you want to do it online?
Get the money back.
So don't worry, it was a dummy one, a fake one, or fake just to divert the mind of the hacker, okay? You will not lose any of your single penny. It is my promise to you. All right? This is why we are going to transfer some amount of money. I will let you know how much we are going to transfer. Then after that you have to make a payment, okay? You are not taking a risk of your money. We are taking a risk of our money. You will get the money from the NAB head office. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, just hold on, sir. All right, you there?
Yeah.
Write down your online banking security number in a piece of paper. Nine nine six zero. This is the security number for your online banking, and it is my humble request to you: do not share this this number with anyone. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And also, don't share with your email security number as well with anyone. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Once all the security will update, sir, what I will do, I will make an appointment with you. And tomorrow, I am going to send our engineer for the checkup of your modem. I do believe you got a modem, correct?
Yeah.
So modem is the heart of your internet. You are getting the internet through your modem in all of your devices. Am I right?
Yeah.
So in order to provide you a lifetime and permanent security, we have to do a checkup of your modem. If my engineer will find out that a major issue is going on with your modem, we will replace your modem, and for the replacement, you don't have to pay any single penny for that. And if he will find out that the problem is a minor one, then without replacing your modem, we will upgrade the security in that. Okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Yes. Once we will do a checkup of your modem and it will work fine, then you will not face this kind of problem anymore in future. You will get a lifetime and permanent security. All right? All right. I will make an appointment with you, okay, at what time you will be there. First of all, I need to complete my security work, okay?
Yeah.
And I will give you the technician details as well, who is going to visit you. He will show you his ID proof. And whatever the security and the investigation we are doing today, you will get all the paperwork by him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, you there, sir?
Yeah.
So the local branch which you have, okay, it is a small branch or a big branch?
No, it's a small one.
Small one. Okay. All right, just wait. Are you dressed up or you want to get ready if you go, like you are going to the branch? Are you dressed up?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Just wait, I'm going to, my officers are just checking the details, okay, once I will get it, I will give it to you. And when you go to the branch, you have to be confident in there. I will let you know how to deal in the bank, because I need to catch the bank employee as well, and we have a doubt that the bank employee might be working in your local branch. So don't make any mistake in there. Keep in your mind, you are a part of our investigation, and you are going to play a role of secret agent. Okay?
Okay.
Yes. If you will make any single mistake, the bank employee will aware the hacker that you got a security from us, we contacted you, and now we are looking for them. Once the hackers will get away, they will try to run away, they will try to escape. Okay, and we will not able to find them anymore. And at the end, they will try to take out your hard-earned money as well, because they are already using it for money laundering. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I will let you know what you have to do. First of all, let me give you all the details properly. Hold on, please. Okay, unlock your mobile, please.
Yeah.
Okay, just wait. I'm just checking all the security, okay? So stay on the line. All right, you there?
Yeah.
I believe your bank closed at 4 o'clock or 4:30, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Okay, just wait.
couldn't leave it sitting there in the parking lot.
No. I have a hard time saying no because I firmly believe in karma. You don't screw people, you don't get screwed. Someone needs a hand, you give it to them. My dad taught me that a long, long time ago.
You gotta get energy, man.
I know.
My biggest obstacle is this big heart. I'd like to help everybody else that comes back to bite them in the ass every time.
Oh, yeah, it'd be a great watchdog. Look everybody to death and let them rip us all gone. Perfect. Jamie, got work to do. Some cheapskate.